This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee has begun debating articles of impeachment against U.S. President Donald Trump, with a vote in the full House expected before the Christmas recess. Democrats have brought two main charges against Mr. Trump: abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler said Mr. Trump has refused to cooperate with any phase of the investigation.
During the Watergate hearings, President Nixon turned over recordings of his conversations in the Oval Office. Later, President Clinton handed over his DNA. President Trump's obstruction was, by contrast, absolute.
Republican Jim Jordan of Ohio said Democrats are motivated by one thing, and that is hatred of the president.
This is about one basic fact. The Democrats have never accepted the will of the American people. 3 weeks ago, Nancy Pelosi called the president of the United States an imposter, and the attacks on the president started before the election.
The panel is expected to vote on the articles within days, with a full House vote expected next week. If they are approved, the charges would move to a Senate trial, where Republican majority is not likely to convict the president. The Justice Department's Inspector General spent hours testifying to the Senate Judiciary Committee Wednesday about Russian contacts with President Trump's 2016 campaign. Michael Horowitz told the panel that while the FBI had a legitimate basis to launch the investigation and was not motivated by political bias in doing so, there were major flaws in how that investigation was conducted. Committee Chairman Republican Lindsey Graham said that the system failed, while California Democrat Dianne Feinstein said that the FBI investigations were based on facts and not political bias. The president has said the report shows bias against his campaign.